Welcome to the Unpacking It podcast, where we unpack sports, faith, and life with intriguing guests from the sports and entertainment world. I'm Bryce Johnson, president of Unpacking It Ministries, a ministry for sports fans. Be sure to check out our website, unpackingit.com. There you'll find videos and podcasts and all of our devotionals. You can sign up to receive the devotional in your email inbox each day. It's called Unpack This, and it's about 2 minutes long and takes a current sports story, relates it to the Bible, and you can sign up for free to get that in your inbox. Also, this is the interview podcast. We do a two-minute podcast that takes one of the devotionals and gives you kind of an audio version of that devotional, and so you can listen to that on our website or wherever you're listening to this podcast. So check that out as well. At the end of the show, I'll give you some thoughts on the interview that I did with Mark Price, and I've got one big takeaway to share with you. But want to thank one of our partners today. They're called Uncommon, and they're an organization that encourage men to be the husband, dad, and leader we were always meant to be. And they've got blogs, videos, and other great content. And their mantra, don't be a jack. All right, so visit them over at uncommon.org. That's uncommon, spelled uncommen.org. But right now, we're going to jump into a conversation that I had with the head coach of the Charlotte 49ers men's basketball team. He had a very successful playing career at Georgia Tech and in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavs. And he is one of the greatest shooters of all time. He's a member of the Georgia, Ohio, and Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame. He is now heading into his third season as the coach of the 49ers. I'm pleased to welcome Mark Price back on Unpacking It. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, thanks. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and always great to catch up with you. And it's crazy to think you're heading into season number three. So how do your thoughts and expectations compare to the first 2 years?
Well, obviously the first 2 years, I took over a rebuilding project here at Charlotte, and we've had to play a lot of young players my first 2 years. We're a little bit older this year. We've added more pieces. We're a little bit bigger this year. So, I really think we're going to take another step forward.
What was the big maybe takeaway from year two that has you excited? Something you saw in your team and just kind of recognizing the progress of this team?
Yeah, I think it was just we put ourselves in position to be successful. You look on paper and you say, hey, there wasn't a lot of improvement from year one to year two. But I watched the films of all the games. And, I mean, we were about, 12 possessions away from winning five or six more games, last year. So, we're continuing to grow. We're getting closer and closer. Hopefully this year we can get over the hurdle there and break through on some of those games that we lost last year.
Absolutely. And you mentioned just kind of the rebuilding that had to take place when you take over a program. So what has that process been like as far as just what you've learned through it and just understanding, okay, what does it take to recruit the right players and have any elements to the process been harder than you thought?
Well, it's anytime you're trying to build something, it's there's always challenges. I remember it as a freshman at Georgia Tech when Bobby Kremen's era began there. We played four freshmen my first year, and we took our lumps. It's a process of growing physically, emotionally, mature, and learning how to win on a nightly basis. And I think that's the challenge for us, is to continue to grow. I like the progression that we're making. Obviously everybody wants to get there quicker, we kind of live in that quick fix society thing, but the process that we're on, I'm trying to keep the big picture in mind and develop and build a program that can be successful year in and year out.
Absolutely. Coach Mark Price, our guest right now on Unpacking It. And what about just for you personally as a head coach, how have you grown? And even who are maybe some of the people that you lean on for advice and what's been your strategy just for learning and growing as a coach?
Well, I think, it's just you know, I try to, you know, have communication. I watch a lot of tape, not just of our games, but other teams. Try to pick up things from other great coaches that you play against. And, you know, I'm a person that believes in growth. I don't ever feel like I've arrived. I got a lot to learn. You know, you want to keep growing and learning and trying to get better at what you do.
Well, and you've got, of course, the background in the NBA and as a player, too. What is just kind of this dynamic? What has that been like just for through the first couple of years as being a head coach, and you're teaching young players, you're coaching them, but then you're also recruiting. You're dealing with kind of the other elements of being a face of a university, especially in, you know, in the basketball program. Just balancing all of those things. What has that experience been like, and maybe any surprises in that regard?
Yeah, I think, you know, coming from the NBA level to college, there's a lot more moving parts at the college level. You know, the NBA game is, you know, purely about basketball. I mean, you're basketball 24/7, coaching, teaching. You know, at the college level, you're dealing with young people almost like your own children, you mm-hmm. know, trying to raise young men up to be young men that can be successful in life, even after basketball. I mean, you got the recruiting side of things, you got the alumni side of things, and, you know, the academic side of things. And there's just so many moving parts at the college level. That's, you know, I knew that it was that way, but I don't think till you get into it, you realize how 24/7 it really is.
Yeah, no, it seems like a lot. So I understand that for sure. Our guest right now is the head coach of the Charlotte 49ers, Mark Price. Joining us here on Unpacking It. And you mentioned your players being like your children. Well, you got one of your sons on the team, and he's going to be a redshirt senior, Hudson. What has that been like? And especially last year where he really got onto the floor and was able to contribute and be a key part of the team. Now he's heading into grad school, still a part of the program. How's the dynamic been, and how fun has this been for both of you?
Well, it's, you know, obviously it's been a real joy for me to, you know, beside the basketball part, just to get a chance to spend time with my son every day. You know, there's not a lot of parents that get to do that once their kids go off to college, and just chance to be around him, watch how he's grown, matured. Like you said, he graduated last year with a finance degree. I was extremely proud of him for getting that done. Now he's in grad school, you know, trying to further his education. And like you said, he still has a year to play for us. So I think he will, you know, have a good year this year. He's really healthy now. He got his feet wet last year in our system. Got a lot of good minutes, and so, you know, I'm excited to see the year that Hudson's going to have.
Well, it's been fun over the years. You know, I think of Homer Drew and Bryce Drew, and there have been McDermott's. There have been some of these scenarios. How do you feel like you've maybe turned on the dad hat or turned on the coach hat, or is it blended as one? How have you balanced just kind of the relationship of, all right, I'm his dad, but I'm also his head coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's a balancing act. I don't know that you can ever totally take the dad hat off.
No.
You know,
no.
I try not to be harder on him than the other guys. I try to treat him just like any of my other players. If he needs correction, I get on to him. If he does something good, I tell him about it. You know, he's such a great player and such a team player, you know. 9 times out of 10, he's trying to do the right things. And so, you know, I mean, that's all I can ask from any of my players. And that's just kind of how, you know, off the court, you know, I try to take the coach hat off, although it's hard to. We talk a lot of basketball because that's a big part of our lives right now together. But it's, you know, it's a blessing to get a chance to have your son play for you. And like I said, I hope he has a great year this year.
Oh, definitely. No, it'll be fun to see as a senior, especially. Well, then your other son is a senior in high school, and he declared to go to Liberty University. So were you bummed to lose him or excited for him? What's the combination of emotions for that decision that he made?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I would have loved to have him hang around and once again get to be around my son all the time. But, you know, like with Hudson and everybody, I let my kids make a decision that they feel comfortable with, that they prayed about, that it's a situation that Josh really likes. Liberty's a great Christian school, and you know, Richie McKay does a great job there for him. And so he felt really comfortable. And so I fully support his decision.
Oh, that's cool. No, it'll be fun to see him up there in Virginia. All right, so we love talking sports and life and family, but also know how important your faith is to you, and always love hearing just kind of an update on your faith journey. And so as you kind of think about maybe what God has been teaching you recently, what comes to mind as far as just some things you've been studying or focusing on?
Yeah, I think just, you know, just the biggest thing that I've tried to focus on this year is just to continue to be patient. You know, waiting on the Lord, you know, and trusting Him, working hard, not trying to get ahead of God on things. And like I said, I'm a competitive person by nature, and I've, you know, was very successful as a player. And in trying to build a program, it's easy sometimes to get impatient. But I'm just trying to, you know, be steady, you know, follow the Lord, keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you know, waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, well, and to continue that, how has being a head coach grown your faith or even challenged your faith differently than before you were a head coach?
Well, I think it's just you know, the nature of the business. Like I said, you have, you know, 12 kids that you know more kids than you that I consider that are my responsibility now. And obviously a lot of them are coming from different backgrounds. And so, you know, trying to help them, you know, invest in them, try to help them grow, you know, not only physically, academically, you know, but also, you know, socially and spiritually, and trying to, you know, build champions and teach guys to be young men of character. And I think that's the challenge all the time.
Mark Price with us right now on Unpacking It. And just for you personally, and as you do have a lot of pressure on you as a head coach, and you're building something. And so with all those demands and people pulling you in different directions, what are some of the practical keys that you kind of implement in your life just to stay focused on Jesus and to continue to go to Him and really grow?
Well, you know, obviously trying to, you know, have find a time every day to just spend some time with God, you know, reading His word, praying, obviously anytime. We try to be as active in church as we possibly can. It's not always real consistent during the season, but you know, there's a lot of churches now have services on Saturday nights, or, you know, there's different options to be able to get to church. And so that's helpful as well. But you know, we have FCA, man on campus here at Charlotte, and I hold a staff Bible study once a week that he leads. And so, you know, those are some things that we try to do to, you know, still keep that focus where it needs to be ultimately, and know that God's number one and in the midst of chaos sometimes.
Amen. No, that's awesome. Very, very encouraging to hear. Love that. Well, coach, as we kind of wrap things up, I did with the NBA starting up and of course college basketball here soon as well. I wanted to get your early thoughts on your former team, the Cleveland Cavs. And of course it's early in the season and everybody's already panicking, but what did you make of the trade of Kyrie Irving, and then kind of where the Cavs are at right now, trying to get everybody on the same page?
Yeah, I think, you know, I initially thought the trade was strange. I kind of trading one point guard for the other, you know, top young point guards in the league. But, you know, obviously it's hurt the Cavs that Isaiah Thomas has been hurt so far and hasn't been able to play. But, you know, I don't really know the details of why Kyrie wasn't happy there or wanted to leave. But, you know, when he made that known in public, it kind of forced the Cavs' hands to try to find the best option that they could.
Yep. No, it's interesting. It's such a long season, so I think they'll figure it out. And as long as you have LeBron, you should be okay. So,
yeah, I'd be shocked if they struggle for the whole year.
No, it almost feels like it happens every year where they just get off to a slow start. So, and then they always respond. So, man, well, we hope that you get off to a strong start with the 49ers and just have a wonderful season in year number 3. And so we always love having you on Unpacking It, and we're pulling for you and the 49ers to have a big year. So thanks for spending some time with us.
You're welcome. It's always good talking to you, Bryce.
All right. Thanks a lot. There's Coach Mark Price, head coach of the Charlotte 49ers, joining us here on Unpacking It. there he is, Mark Price. Hope you guys enjoyed that conversation. And the big takeaway for me is this idea that, okay, it's year number three for the 49ers. It's a basketball program. For those of you listening that aren't in Charlotte and you hear about the Charlotte 49ers, you're like, what, you know, are they any good? Like, what have they done recently? It's been a struggling program. They've got a great arena, a huge campus in a big, you know, big city, a growing city in Charlotte. This is a team that should be relevant. They should be able to get talented players. There are a lot of good high school players in Charlotte that hopefully will stick around and go play over there. And you've got a guy like Mark Price who had such a successful NBA career, such a great shooter, good leader, and has the experience of being an NBA assistant coach as well. So I think this can work. I really do. I hope, though, this is what I'm thinking about today, is that they're patient with him, that they allow him the time needed to build a program. Because the reality is, and we all know this, yet none of us seem to do anything to change it, we have the perspective in life, in sports, that everything's got to happen right away. Instant success. It's the microwave mentality that we live in. And I just think it negatively affects us in so many ways when we don't allow the process to play out and we don't allow time to build something. And I can really relate to this because we've been building, unpacking it the last few years. And it didn't happen overnight. We've had great successes along the way and we've had great failures and we've learned a lot and we've grown a lot and we've had amazing days and difficult days, but it's been a process and we've been building this ministry brick by brick, you know, a little bit at a time. And I look back and I go, man, I'm actually glad that it all didn't happen right away, but that we did build it a little bit at a time because our faith builds along the way. The mistakes aren't as magnified early on. And so what happens sometimes, though, you think about like the coaches or players that have that instant success. The first name that popped into my head is Robert Griffin III with the Redskins. You know, he has this great rookie year, and now a few years later, he's out of the league. And so I think there's value in building a little bit at a time. You think of Aaron Rodgers. Of course, he's injured now, but he sat behind Brett Favre and was able to grow and develop and then had the foundation to be successful. So when I think about Mark Price and UNC Charlotte, I just think they've got a guy they can build around in Mark Price, but give him time. Let him get the guys and the recruits. And sometimes it takes getting that one big recruit, but it doesn't happen that first year. It might be year five, but once you get them and then you get into the tournament, then you can build on it after that. So regardless of where you're at in your own life, you're building a family, building a marriage, building a business. It's a process. It is. And it takes work and patience. And we know those things. They seem simple and cliche, but we have to pause and really embrace that, think about it, and live it out, really. So hopefully that's encouraging to you today. I know it is to me, and enjoyed talking with Mark Price. He was supportive of our golf tournament this year as well, and so appreciate him. And so appreciate you for listening. Check out our website, unpackingit.com. Go listen to the 2-minute timeout and sign up for Unpack This on our website, unpackingit.com. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Unpacking It podcast, where we unpack sports, faith, and life with intriguing guests from the sports and entertainment world. Have a great one.